From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. U.S. Senator Doug Jones may have lost his bid for re-election, but he now holds the record for most votes for a Democratic candidate in Alabama. Among the more than 900,000 voters are black women, who are also credited with helping Jones win the Senate seat in 2017. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports they're gearing up for the future.
Joanne Bland was a participant in Bloody Sunday back in 1965. Now, the 67-year-old leads educational tours, sharing her story from that day and Selma's role in attaining voting rights for black people. Bland has always been front and center engaging voters in her community. She says she's disappointed in the outcome of the U.S. Senate race between Doug Jones and Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville. Bland says black women showed up and showed out on Election Day, but that's no surprise.
What is the surprise is that we can't get our men to be equally supportive. That's not saying a lot of black men don't vote, but not enough.
Stephanie Strong is the leader of Faith in Action Alabama. Strong pushed a statewide voter engagement campaign created to expand Alabama's electorate. She says the campaign reached more than 20,000 Alabama voters. Strong says the onus to vote Jones back into office wasn't on black women. She says it was on the moral consciousness of the state.
Alabama made a decision to choose whiteness over dignity. Alabama made a choice to choose whiteness over character. And it just seemed to me that there was a values dissonance in terms of the voters and the platforms the candidates ran on.
Strong says Election Day was just the beginning for her organization. She says their voter engagement campaign built a voting block that will help create a powerful presence in the state legislature. Janae Pierre, WBHM.